from HockeyWilderness.com.
All right. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the USHL and college hockey and preparing for the NHL, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to spend a year in the USHL after Shattuck and before heading to the U of M?
Well, mostly I just wanted to kind of step up a level after Shattuck, and I thought the USHL was the best option for me and to get me ready for college and stuff, so I thought that would have been a good choice, and I think I made the right decision.
Yeah, it seems like you're having a really good year down in Omaha, you and your other linemates there. Last I saw, you were either first or second in the league in scoring?
Yeah, after the break, our team has had a little bit of struggling, so but every team has those moments, and I've been doing pretty good. I have a really good linemate to play with, and our team is really good too, so it helps a lot in your individual performance.
So what are your plans next year? Heading to the U, playing for Dom Lucia. What are your expectations? Are you looking to be a top one or two line guy, someone who's going to be real big into the scoring, or are you looking to kind of work your way into the lineup?
Well, obviously there's going to be a lot of competition and who's going to be in the first and second line, but I hope I'll be that guy who the team can count on and put on the ice when there's tough situations and stuff. But I just gotta work hard this summer, and when I get to the University of Minnesota, just gotta keep working, and we'll see what happens.
How would you define your game? You know, so some of the sites, Hockey Futures, et cetera, are saying that you've got great vision, great hands, a little undersized, but uses your quickness and your hands to the best of your ability. Is that accurate, or are you looking to, kind of go into more of the sniper mode, or are you more of a pass first, shoot second kind of guy?
Well, I think I've gotten gotten better this year in scoring, but I think what you just said was it's pretty much correct that I like to play in a high pace, high tempo, and I think I have a pretty good vision of the ice, and I think I make a lot of plays when I'm on the ice and stuff, and just try to work hard, but that's probably one of the strongest assets, and also I'm working on getting bigger, like you said, maybe a little bit undersized, but obviously when the years keep coming, I'll become stronger and more ready for the NHL.
Excellent. Noticed you last summer at the Wild Prospect Camp at the X. Saw you were on a line with Alexander Fahlstrom quite a bit, and you guys, going back to Shattuck, you've got a good relationship with him. Were you a little disappointed when he got traded for Chuck Kobusu to Boston? Were you hoping to play with him in the NHL?
Well, obviously it would have been a dream come true. I mean, we were roommates in Shattuck and got real close, and we were really good friends. But if these things happen, there's nothing you can do about them. I think he's still in a good spot and with Boston, and just wish him all the best. And we'll see. Maybe we'll play against each other. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully you take him out over there at Harvard when you come up for the Gophers.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So what have you learned in the USHL that you didn't experience at Shattuck? What's been some of the major differences?
Well, hockey's a bigger thing here in Omaha. Let's say that the Omaha Lancers play for the USHL, and we have a great fan base here and a great support from the fans, and the game is different than it was in Shattuck. I mean, it's more physical here. I think we play in the faster pace, and you can never have like days off here. That you'll get a pretty good competition every night when you play, and got to keep your game going every night, and there's no days off in here and stuff.
So what made you decide to go the USHL college route as opposed to major juniors or playing at home in Europe?
Well, I would say that my family, of course, had a big impact on that, and sat down my advisors and my family and thought that I should have a school background, and that's how we came in the decision to go into college.
Cool. So what kind of player do you see yourself as if you model yourself after someone in the NHL? Who would that person be?
I like to model myself to Valtteri Filppula from Detroit Red Wings.
Sure.
And that's who I've kind of, when I've had this question, that's who I usually model myself to.
So does the fact that some of your fellow countrymen have been so successful here in Minnesota, does that help you at all along the way, thinking that, you know, maybe you've got a shot to really break in here in Minneapolis?
I don't think that's gonna help in any ways. You know, obviously Nico and those guys are doing well in Minnesota, but it doesn't have anything really to do with me. I just gotta make my way over to Minnesota. It's nothing they can have an impact on or anything. It's just how willing I'm to work and get better every day, and you know, and do whatever it takes to make it with Minnesota.
So, sticking on the line with the going with the nationality in the Olympics, where do you stand? Do you think that it should be NHL players? Do you think it should be an amateur game? What's your feeling on the Olympics?
I think the Olympics is a great chance for like the top players in the world to come together and to play in a great tournament. And I don't know. I don't think the level goes higher than that. I think you have all the best players in the world competing for one thing and for their country, and I think it's awesome.
All right, so if you could play any sport other than hockey, what would it be?
American football.
Now, your dad coached American football or coaches American football in Finland, is that right?
Yeah, he coached American football.
So what position would you be?
I would want to be a receiver or a quarterback, but obviously I don't have the height to play receiver, and neither size to play a quarterback, so I don't know. I would probably be a safety or something, I don't know. But if I would have the
get up there and
play a quarterback or a receiver.
That's nice. So who's your favorite football team?
The New England Patriots, but also the Minnesota Vikings are pushing in now.
A guy who lived in Faribault, going to play at the University of Minnesota, is a prospect of the Wild, and he's a Patriots fan.
Yeah, how does that work? I don't know. Tom Brady's my favorite player, and that's how it's been for a long time.
That's
fair. But the Vikings, I have a little connection with the Vikings coming up here, and that I'm going to spend a lot of time in Minnesota, so got to cheer for them too.
Yeah. So as far as some of the things that have been going on this year in the NHL and actually in hockey in general, hits to the head have been kind of a big touching point. I know the NCAA has a rule that penalizes any contact to the head. Is that something that exists in the USHL, and should it exist in Canadian major juniors and in the NHL? Kind of going back to the Andrew Ebbett shot from Ed Jovanovski earlier this season, and then the Patrice Cormier hit earlier this week. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think hockey is a physical game. Things happen, but obviously things you have to take a look on those things. I mean, there's clean checks where you just kind of the player gets unlucky and gets hurt, but then there's also things that you shouldn't be doing. And I think in the USHL, there's not a lot of that stuff, but if something like that happens, usually every team has a fighter for the team or whatever, and usually then tries to go as an enforcer and kind of penalize the guy and stuff like that. That goes along a lot in the USHL. And then NCAA, obviously you can't fight in the NCAA. I don't know if that works in there, but I don't think there's more a lot of that stuff going on in there. But then again, like NHL, it's like I said, hockey is a physical game and things happen, but like cheap shots and like stupid hits like that, I think those should be taken away from hockey. I think it kind of ruins the game a little bit.
What are your plans for the future? Are you planning on spending 2, 3, 4 years with the Gophers before moving up?
Well, my plans are next year to go to Minnesota, and I haven't thought about anything else after that. I'm just going to try to keep improving my skills, and then we'll see how far that will take me.
So what did you learn from the prospect camp over the summer?
Mostly just, you know, watching the guys who are really close to making it in the NHL. Obviously, there's some guys who already made it and kind of just try to, like, watch them and try to see the things that they do and stuff like that and try to catch up things that could help me in the future and stuff. But then mostly it was just a really fun time, and, like, got together with the other Minnesota Wild prospects, which was nice. And you know, it was a really fun camp, and got a lot out of it.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Eric. I really appreciate your time tonight. Great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you on the ice with the M next season, and then hopefully with the Wild shortly after.
Yeah, I hope so too. And no problem, Nathan, anytime.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.